Sherry Fink has been covering the relief efforts in Haiti. In the course of her reporting, Sherry observed the work that was being done on board U.S. naval ship Comfort. She's now back home in Washington. Sherry, how does the Comfort's departure from Haiti affect the overall medical situation there?
It removes a significant resource that is very hard to find on the ground. Things like CT scan capabilities, intensive care unit capabilities, and advanced surgeries under sterile conditions.
Is there a feeling among Haitians that the Comfort has left too soon?
I think there's a real debate among Haitians over whether it was the right time to leave or whether it was too early to leave. You know, some Haitians, particularly even the government, which invited the ship to leave, feels that it's time for it to go. It's accomplished what it had come to do, which was to treat the acute injuries that were sustained during the earthquake. But on the other hand, there are some Haitian doctors on the ground who feel that the gaps can't be filled yet and that there will be patients who will not be treated to the extent that they could be if the Comfort was still available.
I imagine it's a tricky decision to make how long you keep a facility like the Comfort available after a natural disaster strikes. I mean, I would think the Comfort provided a lot of technology, and you said so, that was nowhere available in Haiti before the quake.
That's exactly right. So when you bring an advanced medical facility, whether it's a U.S. Navy ship Comfort or some of the field hospitals that were deployed, and you bring that good standard of care to a country that had very poor infrastructure to begin with, you are going to face this really difficult ethical dilemma, which is, when do we pull out? The U.S. Navy ship Comfort is extraordinarily expensive to operate, and U.S. officials don't like to talk about the money factor here, but I was told by some of them that it was in the back of their minds. They were certainly looking at what was appropriate medically first, but you also have to think about what resources we're providing and could some of the support be channeled in a different way and aimed at improving the infrastructure on the ground rather than having this outside facility available. But it's really tough because patients will die. You know, we can't get around the fact that that capability really isn't there yet in Haiti.
What about the land-based facilities the U.S. government had set up in Haiti? Are they leaving too?
Yes, the ones that the U.S. government sent, these field hospitals, they have left in the last few weeks as well. And some of the non-governmental organizations, some of that response that we got in the early days, some of those facilities have packed up and left. On the other hand, the U.S. continues to support lots of non-governmental organizations that are in Haiti for the long term and are looking at the larger public health needs that we're getting. I mean, the real big story here is that hundreds of thousands of people are living outside in muddy tent camps as the rainy season starts early there, and they are at risk for lots of diseases. So really ramping up the support for the public health needs there is really critical, and that's something that apparently is being done.
So give us an example, Sherry, of the medical capabilities in the urban center of Port-au-Prince, for example. You recently visited the main government hospital there. What were conditions like there?
The picture at the main hospital is what's really wrenching and disturbing when we think about resources like the Comfort leaving. And it's just so hard because at that general hospital, and I just spoke with somebody there today, it is overflowing with patients. So people who have just illnesses that you would get in any population. But a lot of hospitals in Haiti are now destroyed because of the earthquake. And so all of these patients, they are crowding in this hospital. And one of the main non-governmental organizations there, Partners in Health, reported the other day that a child died at that hospital for lack of an oxygen regulator, which is a little piece that fits atop an oxygen tank. And so that's happening. And that's where you really get this very, very difficult dilemma about, you know, should we be doing more? There's a very big need for that care, and it's not at that higher level that some of the other facilities that are leaving had been able to provide.
Reporter Sherry Fink, recently back from Haiti. Thank you so much, Sherry.
Thank you.